Ralph Kirkpatrick has performed four sonatas for the harpsichord by Domenico Scarlatti. Kirkpatrick numbers 259 and 260 in G major, 263 in E minor, and 264 in E major. This is KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley. And now we continue with Red Magic by Michel de Gelderoy.
Act Two takes place the following day.
Feet since yesterday. A whole day. I don't hear anything. Nothing. What are they up to if they're not doing anything? I heard voices in the night, as though prayers were being recited. Then there was a big uproar. There were devils dancing around in the cellar. They were gnashing their teeth, fighting, breathing hard. It was hideous. There must have been flames. Supposing my house had been set on fire. I've been irresponsible. Who is this stranger? What is he? Is he a Christian? Do I know what this alchemist is doing? What evil materials he's contriving with? What witchcraft he's perpetuating? Why does he want to get to Muscovy? I've not dared to sleep. One thought has been nibbling with its sharp teeth at my poor brain. Is it possible to make gold? People have been tracking down this myth for centuries now. Well, what a frightening hope! Why hasn't he come to show me what he's made? During the night it came to me that he was an evil man who was putting on the show in order to get himself into my house. And then, under cover of night, he would come out of his hiding place and kill me, rob me. Kill me, that's not so important. But rob me! Help! I am being robbed! I won't go to sleep. Be on guard, Hieronymus. I'll denounce him to the magistrate. No. Not that. They'd arrest me for being involved with him. He's a criminal, perhaps a conspirator. What's he done which makes him in such a hurry to get to Muscovy? If the Court of Justice comes here, it will take everything and leave me nothing but the walls. It will even take the walls. Justice is a filthy ghoul that feeds on dead souls. Time passes so slowly. And my wife never comes up here. I no longer have a wife. It's an unknown man who's giving her orders. What's he commanding her to do? He forbids her to tell me a thing. The pomp of this witchcraft. The ceremonies. And I'll never know anything about it. Perhaps she'll learn the great secret so that I'll be able to use it myself. She won't tell me anything. Who knows? The stranger might cause her to die so that the secret she learned would die with her. I'm afraid. My house is haunted. It's surrounded by poisonous vapors. Why, even the ghost has departed. He was accustomed to the foul mists of the beyond. He must have perished from fear. Or else where's he hiding? Is he watching over the sorcerer? Wait. The ghost must have learned the secret of the gold. He too will know it. He'll rob me. No, he'll die from an unknown evil. Why didn't I make a hole in the floor? I'm positive I'm the victim of a hoax. I'm at their mercy. It's stupid. What? Oh. I'm not alone. This little counterfeit human was listening to me and watching me, since it can't shut its eyes. Sleep. Sleep, little one. Pay no attention to what's happening. Men have unhealthy dreams. They dream of being more powerful than nature. More powerful than its creator. They want to make light out of darkness. When you grow up, if you ever do, you'll be rich. But never try to find out where your riches come from. Enjoy them stupidly. From time to time, remind yourself that your father was tortured, and that he gave up his peace of soul for the happiness of his progeny. Go to sleep now or I'll kill you! Don't whine, Hieronymus. Be like your son here. He feels nothing. He never complains. What is happening here had to be. It's solemn. It's grotesque. It's poignant. I'm very happy, no doubt. And I feel very miserable. Romulus, come here!
No, I'm not coming in. My job's to stand guard. The smoke has changed color 7 times now. 7 is the number. Their great work must be done.
You think so? Tell me. No. Don't tell me. You tell me that you don't believe it, and then you tell me that your friend didn't know how to make gold. If you don't believe in him, I do.
This adventure has affected your mind. If I didn't believe in him, would I have spent my whole day standing guard here? Watching the crows, the smoke, the people passing by, the cats on the roof, when I could make money begging? You don't deserve what's happening to you, Hieronymus.
I deserve it 100 times because of my sleepless nights and stomach aches. But enough said. There are echoes around here, Romulus. I have a foreboding of the best and the worst.
That's because the best and the worst are going to happen. Isn't gold the best and worst? I'm going back on guard. Close the window. Here comes the monk on the run.
Oh, that rascal. He smelled gold. He's nosed it out from a distance. What's he coming here for? Does this stink up my room? Oh. Has he had a revelation of what's going on in the cellar? These monks have visions. They pretend they're advised by the angels. Visions aren't all they've got. Courts of law, torture chambers, the stake. They can open up the portals of heaven, or the gates of hell. But later on, I'll buy them all, and the bishops, and even the Pope. With my gold, I'll buy the Trinity. Come in, Scorpion.
Church is passing by. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you, said our Lord.
Who knew what he was talking about?
Well, good day, Master Hieronymus. How's your health?
Like that of the suffering church in person. Good day, Father. Yes. My health. I'm radiantly well. I'll die a centenarian.
Careless man. Death comes like a thief.
Oh, drive the thief away.
Don't worry. He's not coming in. Oh. But how do you know he won't be here tomorrow? Hmm? Don't forget that death can be sudden. Lucifer can't stand men who are too virtuous. Sometimes he strangles them when they're alone. Then there are neighbors. evil neighbors who covet other men's property, and epidemics. Finally, there's our ecclesiastical justice. All of these things mean death.
Why are you delivering this lecture to me? Why precisely to me?
Oh, it's a little healthy sermon that I whisper to all my parishioners. Master Hieronymus, you seem anxious.
Oh, no. I'm cheerful. Healthy, relaxed. Mm. If I seem to be anxious, it's my old age. My cares are showing.
What are you anxious about? Your hands are shaking.
Yes, I had a bad night. Because of the owls, it was cold.
Have you lighted a fire just because it was cold at this time of year?
Yes, that's it.
My son, would you like me to hear your confession?
Me? What have I done? Oh, no, Father, I have nothing to confess.
And if in a fatherly way I can help you to confess nothing? We monks receive from God the gift of reading souls as most people read books.
It's a lie. There's nothing written in my soul. I've got everything written in this book here. It's my inventory. What I do confess to you, Father, is that I'm worried. My heart is troubled.
I knew it. There are some secrets that can't be told to men. But confessors are not men. They're like tombs in the graveyard. I'm listening, my son. Afterwards, you won't need to light a fire because you'll be deluged with rays of divine love. Yes, tonight I had a very clear vision that you were in danger. Come, I'm listening.
In the name of the Father and of the Son, mea culpa. Come back in a little while when it's darker. I have a story to tell you. No. A comical nightmare. I like you. I like you very much. You'll have your share of the profits. Yes, your monastery will benefit.
As your soul will benefit soon. That's as it should be. In the evening, words have other sounds than they do in the morning. That's why confessionals are always dark, so that truth can shine forth. And the darkness symbolizes the mystery with which we conceal the confessions of the living. I bless you.
Oh, thank you, Father. Get out! He's made a stink. He's farted his benediction. Your backside isn't an incense container.
Alas, my contemptible body is a hunk of decaying meat. All my care is for the soul.
The nerve. He knows. I'm betrayed. He wants me to confess. How could he know? I'm going to call Romulus. No, he's the monk's friend. The monks know everything. They didn't want the cavalier to coin gold in their monastery. They sent him to me, and they're watching him and me at the same time. This is a safe place here. Oh, the monks are abominable scoundrels. Well, why should I trouble myself about them? Watch out for traps. Once the gold is made, won't they rush in and run straight to the cellar door yelling, "Evil! Evil!" and turn me over alive to the Inquisitors? They'll confiscate the gold, and my gold, and my carcass, which they'll casually burn. But first, they'll absolve Romulus, their accomplice in this plot. I'm sold, delivered, lost, burned. Damned and robbed. Worst of all, robbed. I've been taken in long enough. I'll unmask them. I'll kick this pale cavalier and his magic tools out of doors. I'm master in my house. Oh, where's my sword? I'll break the doors down. I'll cut him in pieces. I'll cut him in two. I'll get him from the back. Bleed. Die. I won't show any mercy. Charlatan. Instigator. Sacrilegious. Accursed sneak robber. This is justice. I'll stick you. I'll slice you, coward. What? You're immortal. You defy death. I'll stab you. Interstab you. And counterstab you. There he lies. Serves him right. So. Sire, I was doing my exercises. I belong to the old order of St. Michael. How are you, may I ask? I didn't see you come in. Pardon me.
So, he's dead. There he lies.
Fool. Vulgar creature. At the very moment when I'm bringing you a prodigious message, you are thinking of killing me. Me, your benefactor. If you were less thick-skulled, I would prove to you that the Cavalier Amador is invulnerable. He couldn't die even though he were stabbed by 7 swords. I, just as you see me, have been hanged, shot, drowned, knocked senseless, even fastened to a gibbet and buried. It's supernatural, unbelievable, isn't it? But there are so many things under the watchful planets we can't explain. I'm neither alive nor dead, but there are beings here on Earth with human faces who don't belong to the human race. They're dangerous or easygoing, it depends. And they possess a terrifying power. They can put to death anyone who offends them.
Oh, Sire, won't you forgive me? My mind was wandering. I admire you. You're noble. You're generous. I'm only an earthworm. Let me make amends for my effrontery. You can't die. Then you're the richest of men because you possess immortality. Yes, I've heard about these beings who can change their forms over and over again through the centuries. It's extraordinary. Do you really possess immortality? Share this possession, Sire. I'm afraid of death. Sell me your formula.
What would you do with it? Isn't it enough that I give you gold?
Gold? You give me gold? Where is it, this gold? Won't you show me?
Here.
Oh, Christmas! Christmas! I want to touch it. Did you make this, Sire?
It's the first proof. Yes, I've made the gold. It's cooling in its earthen mold. This piece is for you.
Oh, happy day! He's made gold for me. Oh, he's a god. It's real. It has weight. It rings up. I love it. It's the sacred host. Lord Amador, I'm your slave. I wouldn't be more moved if Christ gave me his holy cross. Am I not blaspheming in your honor? What? There's gold on your hands. The magician's hands are made of gold. Give me your hands. Cut them off. No. Keep them so you can work again. Those sweet, sublime hands. Oh, those hands of fire. Oh. Let them work hard. My chest is huge. I've empty rooms. What does it matter to you, my friend? My brother. You, whom I love most in life. Are you sure this coin will pass? Then no one will guess that you made it.
Are you suggesting that I am a counterfeiter?
Oh, no.
I should strike you! Go to the inn with this coin and buy some burgundy wine.
You had some yesterday. Have you drunk it
already? Obey me. What difference does it make to you? It's not costing you anything. I need this wine to finish my work.
Wine for your work?
You don't have to understand. Get the wine and hide your emotions. They're making your snout blaze like a fire. Go now, go on, I say!
I'm going, my lord, I'm going!
And now, to open the chest. This key should work.
Amedo, close the chest. It's not time yet.
Huh? I was trying the skeleton key. Sibylla. You lovely appear in the light. You have patches of gold on your cheeks, on your arms, your throat. Your eyes are weary and you're pale. But you're beautiful. Beautiful. Soon we will have finished playing this comedy. Tonight we'll run away.
Yes, I'll follow you along the roads, across wide open spaces, overseas, as far as hell. Which will burn less than the touch of your skin. Oh, come downstairs. I need more loving.
Aren't you tired? After I've spent a whole day tenderly tearing you apart with my teeth and claws. Oh, Sibylla, if I could only forge myself a phallus of bronze that would finally satisfy you.
I'm as broken as though I'd been put on the wheel, but I'm still hungry. I'm happy. Happy! My life began with you! I was a thin white corpse, and you brought me to life with your heat. You were the voluptuous ghost that came to enchant my nights as a lonely wife. As a virgin, I cried. As a bitch, I rejoice! Oh, I'm well revenged. I'm overflowing with both love and hatred, and the two are good for me. Amador, my wizard, what did you do to bewitch me? You're handsome. That's your secret. You're passionate. That's all your strategy.
Sibylla, let night come. We'll go away, far away.
Where?
In the town of Bells, near the sea, where both of us were born. As children, we played on the wharves where the ship's sails were blown by the breeze. Do you remember? With the gold we take with us, we'll open a tavern. And the men from Osterlin will come, and the English, and the Genoese, and the Levantines. They'll play dice there, and we'll have virgins for sale, secretly. It's a rich town. Another Venice. All the ships from the open sea come to port there, and the shores of the Zuim echo endlessly with the throaty sounds of revelry. And later, later, we'll have houses, we'll have farmlands, servants. No, I'm not an adventurer. And if I followed the armies, if I lived the riotous life of the Flemish hirelings, it was because I wasn't loved and didn't have a home. I was the saddest of orphans. And now I found you again. You have the fragrance of my native land. Your flesh is salty like the sand of my country. And you've become beautiful in my hands, more precious than gold. What does the downfall of this unlucky old man matter to me when one look from you makes me feel like a child and makes me forget my crimes? Don't tell me you love me. You're mute. I hear someone running toward the house. Stand perfectly still. Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Here are six bottles dating from the time of the Blue Comet. The best of the purple wines. That would make Bacchus himself drunk as a lord. The coin was a good one. They said to me, by St. Matthew, we know now where there are bags of crowns. Sibylla, is it you? You're like a wax candle. Is she dead? Is she in a trance? Cavalier, what have you done to her? Are you a vampire? She's a statue made of snow. Have you killed her?
Are you forgetting our contract?
Oh, no. I beg your pardon, Cavalier. Everything is fine. You are allowed to do well. Everything is fine because the gold you made is good. I don't blame you for anything.
I'm taking these three bottles for my work. Keep the others for yourself. Drink them. You can do that now that you are rich. Servant, Stay as you are.
I'll return for you presently.
Tell me, wife, what have you seen? What did he do? The secret, the rites. Tell me. I order you to tell me! Look, he's robbing me. He'll keep the greater part of the gold. How many coins has he made? Make an estimate. 100 more? Won't you tell me, my good wife? No. No! She won't talk. Yeah, true. She's mute. Now's my chance. Sibylla, I cancel my order. I'm going to hit you. I hit you! It's like beating a donkey. You're a good wife. Be mute. Your silence is a wise economy. Forget how to use words. In that way, you'll never betray me. As for your secret, I'll not ask you about it. I'll make you a gift of it. You'll end up by whispering it in your dreams without knowing it. You speak quite loudly at night. I often eavesdrop on you and my ear to the wall. Yeah, you laugh, you pant, you ramble on and on, you groan. It's comical. What did he order you to do? What did you do in that cellar since yesterday with this man who has such strange powers? I'm not jealous. No. Not jealous nor a cuckold. He's touched you. It's written all over your body. See how clever I am. There. Look, on your face. Your neck. Your wrists. Perhaps he's ordered you to strip naked as on the witch's Sabbath. Yes. Answer me. No. Hold your tongue. As long as the gold is here, what does it matter? I see traces of it on your skin. No doubt there's some on your breasts, on your stomach, on your thighs. Take off your dress. No, that won't be necessary. No. He'll explain to me. You could be all gold, and it would still leave me cold. But be careful, Sibylla. Be careful with your mask of dumbness, with your green eyes. Erase your memory. Oh, he's coming back! His steps sound heavy. What's he carrying?
Listen to these bells. Heavenly music!
More gold! Give it to me. It's the fountainhead of life, redemption. Give me the bag! I'm rich. Sibylla. Go back downstairs. You must know how much money I've got. Tell her to go down, my lord. I don't trust women.
You may go, servant.
Cavalier! Te deum! How many coins are there here? Isn't an installment. Not enough. No, not enough.
Glutton. It isn't enough. When I make you the richest citizen in town... Count.
I haven't got my glasses. I'll count it tonight. Counting should be done at night. It's not too much, sire. And don't think you're a Maecenas. I've given you a place to live. I've risked my skin and my salvation. Defied the law and the devil. You've burned my wood. And furthermore, I've provided you with a servant. Work's made her ill, poor woman. What have you done to her? Such a beautiful woman. Well, what are those patches of gold on her skin? She'll die of some mysterious disease. Do you think you've paid me for all this?
I've only drawn blood from your wife.
Blood? That could cost nothing. But why blood?
Because virgin's blood contains a property that's essential for the manufacture of gold. The common people, with their good sense, say that the gold is made from blood. Yes. Your royal Florence have your wife's blood in them.
Oh, oh miserere.
Oh. He has no more blood.
The moon Lovely. Replenishes blood in women. Besides, I made your virgin drink wine all the time.
I had the feeling that he was a vampire. You've drunk her blood. She's going to die. Pay me. If you don't pay me, I'll denounce you. I'll drive a stake into your grave that will pierce your heart.
Is that all? I'm going back to my laboratory. I'm going to make some gold now for my own use.
Not with my wife's blood, you're not! I forbid you! How much gold are you going to make? How many coins?
As many as there's blood for.
No, you're not! Leave my wife's blood
Get
alone!
Get mad, my good man! Howl, yell! What do your threats matter? Am I not immortal?
True! Carry on, sire. But let her stay alive. In appearance, at least. Otherwise, there'd be the burial and the funeral service and the expense. Oh, the expense. Put aside a little of this gold for me. It's costing me the blood of my beloved.
All right. If you give me a drink. This is a great day, Hieronymus. You're rich, come. Give me a drink.
Well, this wine would be better if it were aged longer. Yes, let's have a drink. I've had so much excitement. Take the bottle. Don't drink it all. Is this the way you alchemists drink? Here, give it to me. I'll finish it off in your honor.
Come. Have a good time. But don't show your pleasure. It's bad luck to show your pleasure. Bottoms up! Smile! Guzzle, Hieronymus.
What's the matter? I'm making you rich and you're still disturbed. Is the wine too sour?
Oh, no. It's a wonderful wine, a powerful wine. But it's making me groggy. I'm getting drunk. That's enough.
Cavalier, how dear you are to me.
I'm getting sentimental.
Have another drink. It's my treat. All my dreams are coming true. All except one.
It's a good wine. It's like a warm light inside me.
What did you say? You want something else? What more could you possibly want? You're rich.
I would like to be richer than rich. To be rich among the rich.
Do you feel this wine? Listen, Cavalier, listen. I'm not happy. I won't be happy till I can make gold like you.
Is that all?
Well, ask your wife. She knows the whole procedure. She knows the whole thing. Come, give me another drink. She knows the whole thing, except the formula. I have that in my pocket.
Formula in his pocket.
Drink up! Drink up, Cavalier! What a wine! Is this formula in Arabic, Hebrew, or honest Latin? I don't speak any of these languages.
Stupid animal!
Look at this piece of parchment. It has the magic formula.
Any apothecary can decipher it for you.
I can't read it. I don't have my glasses. I'll put it in my pocket. Have another drink, my lord.
Give me back my formula.
But I did give it back to you.
Huh? Didn't you just put it in your pocket?
Oh, no, my dear Cavalier. You put it back in your own pocket. Don't you remember?
Did I? Where did I put it? Oh, I can't think very well. Why don't you go and get some more bottles? These are all empty.
Hey, what's the matter, Cavalier? Why are you holding your head? Are you sick, my friend?
I'm tired, worn out. I have to run all the time. Muscovy this time. My enemies. If I could only get some sleep. Oh, this immortality. What a burden.
Do you want me to take it away from you? Out of kindness. If I only had immortality. It's infuriating. What's the good of having so much gold if I have to leave it?
I would never have the strength to throw away the black stone that I wear on my breast. It's heavier than a millstone. I shall not die. I shall not die as long as I can't find that strength.
Fabulous stone.
Cursed. Fatal. I'm so tired. I must have some sleep. Some sleep.
Cavalier. Black stone on his breast. Now I know. Immortality, black stone. Are you asleep, my friend? Rest. He hasn't the strength. I have. This wine makes me powerful. I'd better have another drink. He didn't know I had this other bottle. It's a formidable thing I'm going to do. A cursed stone. Fabulous. Fatal. Cavalier. My friend. There are beads of sweat on your forehead. You're too warm, aren't you? Let me take care of you. I'll open your shirt. Yeah, you're sound asleep. The silver chain is bothering you? I'll take it off. The black stone. Heavy as a millstone. It doesn't seem very heavy to me. Can't be worth very much. Still, immortality. I'll put it around my neck and button up his shirt. The nerve that wine gives you. Was it I who just did that? No. It was someone else. I've done nothing. Tomorrow, I'll hardly remember it at all. Cavalier. You're no longer anything. You're nothing. No thing. I am everything. Everything you were. It took only a little drinking. You're despicable. What if I were to pull your nose, huh? You've been robbed. Robbed, as though you've been trapped by outlaws in the forest. Long live Hieronymus!
Long live Hieronymus!
Aren't you drunk any longer?
Not a bit. Did I talk about anything while I was asleep?
I don't remember. I'll try and remember. Well, hide! It's the monk. He was outside the shutter.
I must go. I still have to coin some gold for the beggar for my trip abroad. I'll say goodbye to you head on. Make good use of your fortune and give all the gold you find scattered on the cellar floor to the poor in my name.
Amen. 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 I thumb my nose at you. You're nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all. Oh, it's dark in here. I'd better light a candle before I let the monk in. Come in, Father! Come in!
What's this? Wine? Who's been treating you? Wine at Hieronymus's? I can't believe my eyes.
Yes, yes, it was for you and me, but you didn't come, so I drank alone. I'm rich now, you know, I'm rich. Oh,
you must have been drinking to confess that to me.
I haven't drunk much, not enough to be. I was poor, but I've suddenly come into a legacy. I'm very rich, very
my
rich.
My son, how talkative you are. Why are you telling me these secrets? Does the wine have such a powerful effect? Let me taste it.
I'm not out of my head. No, do you understand me, monk? I'm rich. Incalculably. Incalculably rich. Yeah. Would you like some gold?
Gold? No. My very humble order does not accept gold. Why don't you give me a little wine instead?
You'll have gold and wine. What if I were to make out my will?
He's going to croak. I'll run and get the holy oils. Don't forget the poor monks, my son. What a blow. Let me drink some wine to get over the shock. Oh. Exquisite. Oh, this venerable wine is a revelation to a poor Capuchin who gets only aqua pumpa in his monastery.
Dirty pig. I swear you're in my will. Not yet, but I'm going to write a special provision for you immediately.
The notary will authenticate it before the judges. Do it for the love of God. But don't leave us any gold. Ciboriums, shrines, reliquaries, all are fine. But wait. I have an idea. Leave us this house and its orchard. Nothing else. No one will ever buy this haunted house anyway. Our order will sanctify this gruesome land where criminals and Jews and Mohammedans and suicides are buried. As for your gold, my son, use it, enjoy it.
Don't say another word. This house is yours. But that doesn't mean I'm about to die. No, I imagine I'll live to be very old. Yeah. Older than the ordinary lifetime. What do I get in return?
20 masses a year for eternity.
You mean masses with music, don't you? Is eternity very long?
Fairly. And you'll be certain of being in paradiso.
Agreed, by God. I'll write it down. Where's my pen? Oh. I, Master Hieronymus, being of sound mind, solemnly do give my house and orchard to the Capuchins, on condition that they on condition that they boost me up to paradise. I sign it to Hieronymus Landowner. Here you are.
Oh, in the name of the order, I thank you.
Swine! You're stinking up the house. Is that the thanks I get?
I can't contain my gratification. It's the same with all my feelings. You were telling me about your legacy. Is it an important one?
I haven't figured it up. Is this real gold in the spag, do you think?
If I can believe my ears, authentic. There must be at least 100 florins there. Think of all the good works you will be able to do. Let me test one. Yes, they made the biblical calf that Moses destroyed from this same gold. Well, let's drink to your good fortune.
I'll drink to it. What a soothing unction. I am dizzy from it. This wine is expensive. Were you implying that I was committing a sin? More or less, by drinking wine. Is drinking wine a sin?
Oh, such a little one. I never drink anything else. But drinking wine alone and not offering some of it to a thirsty man is a greater sin.
Take it. My body is swelling up. I am floating. I've not drunk as much as this in 30 years. Monk. I would like to know if the clergy ever bothered to find out the origins of the fortunes of pious benefactors.
Those little things don't concern us. Their fortunes come from providence. They're the reward of virtue and of labor.
Bravo! Yeah, that's exactly it, exactly. I was thinking of confessing. No, it's unnecessary. But I do have scruples.
Oh, candid heart. Why, if the devil himself were to come in here, I would beat him off with a holy scapular.
Long live the monks! I want to kiss you. You have a lovely puss.
Let's embrace in the name of Jesus Christ, dear Hieronymus. What's the matter, my friend? Did you fall?
I can't stand up. I am falling apart. The room is going round. The floor is sinking. Monk, you're climbing to the ceiling. Who's lighting these candles?
Lie still, my son. Enjoy a foretaste of heaven. You're experiencing grace. It will soon disappear. Have another drink, my son. Open your mouth. Drink, Hieronymus, a little more. No? A little more? Finished already? I thought he was stronger than that. That must be a great wine.
Romulus! Amador! Sibylla!
Marcus be praised! Look at Hieronymus! The masterwork begins!
He's out like a light!
Let's open the chest quickly. Come here. I got the bag of real gold florins. I loaned you to trick him with.
And here's the bag of counterfeit coins to put in its place. He'll never know the difference.
Good. Now for our real work. Look at that fortune!
8 rows. 80 unquestionable gold florins.
Let's use our 8 hands to carry them to their destiny.
Put them in this bag. hurry. We can divide them later.
And as everything in this universe is nothing more than appearances, let's appear to be generous and make good the loss. Here are 80 florins of gilded metal, bearing the stamp of the monkey. That great master of counterfeit coinage.
This is called the transmutation of metals.
It's Hieronymus. Take cover.
I'm in a cave. They're unloading gold. My throat wants a drink from a river that's full of gold nuggets.
Here's the river, my son. Drink this golden wine. It's all right. Come on out. We better leave quickly.
It's the middle of the night. Amador and Sibylla will have to wait until daylight to leave. The town gates are shut now. The wagons that go to Bruges leave at 5 o'clock.
Go back to the cellar and amuse yourselves, children.
I put the sheet over my head and guard this drunk from the back of the room. Is there any wine left?
Yeah.
Go along with the monk. Mm. You've done well. You deserve some recreation.
Beautiful Sibylla. I want to rub my head against your muzzle.
Come along, monk. Fill all joyful services in our creed. You lose your salvation there.
I lost that when I was still a novice.
Oh, come on, Amador. Let's make love until daylight. And let's pretend we're completely free and relaxed. I have a feeling plots and counterplots and ulterior motives are swarming through the air like flies. Well, I'll follow them on the wing. I'm a fly, too.
Come.
I want a drink. Monk! Monk! He's gone, rogue. With my will. I've robbed you, jackal. It serves you right. I'm immortal. I can't stand up. But I'm rich. Rich, rich. And I'm a magician. I'll go back to sleep. No, you can't sleep when you're rich. Somebody might come. My chest, I'll go. God, my chest. I can get that far. Here you are, my chest. I want you, my gold. Open to me, chest of gold. Let me into you. I'll massage you, my gold. I'll need you. I'm coming in. I want to lie with you, my gold. Good. How good.
Sleep well, Hieronymus. I'm watching over you.
That was Act Two of Red Magic by Michel de Gelderode.
This is KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley. Red Magic will conclude following a 9-minute intermission, during which Ralph Kirkpatrick will be heard once again in Four Sonatas for the Harpsichord by Domenico Scarlatti.